All very complicated, yet perhaps rather lucrative for Pessina and KKR. In 2013, a report published by War on Want, Unite, and the US campaign group Change to Win claimed that Alliance Boots had legally avoided paying over £1 billion in taxes to the UK since going private. Yet around 40% of the revenues for its British business comes straight from the NHS. The campaign has complained to the OECD, the rich nation's think tank, about what they saw as a violation of UK tax laws, although the OECD rejected the claim. A Boots spokesperson categorically rejected the tax campaigners' claims, describing their calculations as factually inaccurate, heavily biased, and defamatory. The spokesperson stated, "We organise our tax affairs strictly in compliance with all applicable laws in each jurisdiction. In the financial year from 2013 to 2014, Boots paid around £577 million in tax in the UK. The company refused to give any further details, apart from to say that the sum includes business rates and national insurance. Yet, business rates and national insurance are the cost any firm must bear to run shops and employ staff. A family is not granted a lower council tax bill because it has already shelled out for the electric and water." If Nottinghamshire heritage could be junked in the new regime, financial stability didn't count for much either. Before the takeover, Boots UK bore a modest 50p worth of loans for every £1 of equity, or net assets. Immediately after the takeover, that ratio shot up fivefold. It was as if a house worth only £100,000 suddenly had a giant mortgage of £250,000. Haslam, who is a former corporate financier, believes that balancing such huge debt on comparatively little equity would be judged by an auditor as high risk.